Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling joins us on today's program to reflect on his career in education ahead of his upcoming retirement. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Well, Greg, we're here, the end of the school year, another fun year here at Pella High School and across the entire district as we're talking at Pella High School, but wrapping up your final year here as our superintendent, and obviously a terrific class this Saturday that we're going to get to celebrate and that you're going to get to celebrate on your way out. First of all, what does it mean here to be at the finish line of your career in academia?
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet, I guess, in some ways. It's certainly, I'm moving on to the next thing, but 35 years in education, and I've been a part of school systems for basically since I was in kindergarten. So it's kind of weird to think about, since I went to kindergarten in 1973, that 53 years later I've still been connected to school systems all those years. And so it's been a good run, and honestly it's there's a season for things and you're ready to transition, and that's where I'm at. But we're finishing out the school year and graduation on Saturday. Hoping it can be at the stadium. We're still yet to figuring that out. If we got weather Saturday that we have to worry about, then we would move into the Vermeer Pavilion if that was the case. So we'll see how the weather shapes up this week. Obviously years go quick, and the school year the end is upon us.
Well, we talked about this decision a little over 2 years ago about the transition plan, and that's now all in place. Dr. Kyle Keppen, I saw him a couple times. In fact, most recently at Tulip Time with his family enjoying the festivities. We'll be seeing more and more of him in the building. What does this initial transition look like once school is out this Friday till your final day on the 30th?
Yeah, so he's moved his family here, so that's exciting. His kids have been going to school here since spring break. So he has been around. We've been in visiting with each other a few different times. He's planning to spend some time in June with me. Since I'm staying in the community, I'm available after June 30 anyway, so that makes it simple. So certainly if there's things that we need to hand off well yet, we'll figure that out. We've created kind of pretty much a fireproof system that is going to hand off different things that have to be done. Summer's a good transitional time because July is a lot slower than other months. And so certainly there'll be time in July for us to transition to if we need to. But I would just see that he's going to be a part of some different things that we've got going on in the district in June, and then that gets him in that driver's seat, and he'll do well, and the system will get used to new people.
We're here, Superintendent Greg Ebling, as we talked about the end of the 2026 school year here. This Saturday, graduation commencement at 7:30 at the stadium, and of course, a little bit pending on what happens with state track and field and some of our seniors there. But as I said at the top, a very remarkable class, Greg, and we say every year each one has its strengths. This one was certainly a one of a kind, and a group of kids who led well and will have a great celebration on Saturday. And I hope it's a little delayed because of state track, selfishly.
Yeah, there's certainly, depending upon what races we're in, going down to the wire. I mean, certainly both of our teams qualified a lot of people, and so that's exciting for them. We still got other qualifying things happening for other sports and so on. Of course, this summer it'll be the marching band, in Washington, D.C. So there's just a lot of things that are continuing to happen throughout the summer with kids and activities. State track will be an exciting beginning to the summer for people.
And then just a reminder, graduation is Saturday.
Yeah, graduation is Saturday. So typically Pella would graduate on Friday. But just because of the way state track worked this year, really would create a big conflict for a bunch of students for that Friday night graduation. So we're graduating on Saturday night. And so that's going to feel different for us. And we're planning on it at the stadium. But it could be that we have to move into the Vermeer Pavilion if we feel like there's too imminent possibility of rain on the weekend. So Andrew's got to work his magic crystal ball and make sure it doesn't rain on Saturday.
Well, I think we're going to get dumped on Friday for state track, that's for sure. And then for the rest of the students, it's that transition time. And I know that the weird part for you is that you won't be back for this group, but this year's school is done this Friday. So that's very unusual. We've had a lot of weather dates in the past. Yeah. We are done before Memorial Day this year.
Yeah, it is crazy. We actually had one snow day of which we built in enough time to not have to make up that one snow day. So that was all we had this year, and unusual. So I usually am the guy that calls and does the weather announcements, but I didn't have to do that much this year. So it was kind of a nice year for my last one, not to have to do lots of snow days. But yeah, so we're done early, and usually graduation is before the last day hits, but this year we actually finish school for everybody and then have graduation.
Hear more from Superintendent Greg Ebeling on Thursday's Let's Talk Pella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.